afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith. This is week 40, Baptist Faith and Message, Article 14 on cooperation. That's talking there about cooperation between like-minded churches for the sake of missions in the nation and globally. I'll pray and we'll look at this article. Father, we thank you for the opportunity, the grace, the privilege, the blessing to be in your kingdom, citizens of heaven. Father, we thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. We thank you for his righteous life. We thank you for his sacrificial death, his glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, and the gift, this incomparable gift of eternal life he's given us. Father, we thank you for Jesus, and I pray for your gospel word to go forth in power through us and through your churches all over the world to save sinners for your glory. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. Okay, cooperation, Article 14. Christ's people should, as occasion requires, organize such associations and conventions as may best secure cooperation for the great objectives of the kingdom of God. So just very simply thinking here on cooperation and fellowship and missions at a scale outside of and above the local churches. God has organized his kingdom, his people, and local churches based on truth, based on fellowship and the Holy Spirit, spread all over the world. And there can be cooperation, there should be cooperation of biblical churches for the kingdom of God, the great objects of the kingdom of God, the great goals, the great ends of the kingdom of God. Such organizations have no authority over one another or over the churches. They're voluntary and advisory bodies designed to elicit, combine, and direct the energies of our people in the most effective manner. So they are a pragmatic thing. They're not commanded in Scripture, but they're not against Scripture if they're done properly. And that's why there's some qualifications given here, so they can be done properly, not violate principles that God has laid down for his local churches. This is just a way for local churches to work together in a biblical way, in a pragmatic way, for the good of the kingdom, for the sake of the gospel. They're voluntary and advisory bodies, that means they're not mandated, designed to elicit, combine, and direct the energies of our people in the most effective manner. Members of New Testament churches should cooperate with one another in carrying forward the missionary, educational, and benevolent ministries for the extension of Christ's kingdom. Christian unity. Oh, get that on your screen. Christian unity in the New Testament sense is spiritual harmony and voluntary cooperation for common ends by various groups of Christ's people. Hopefully you can read between the lines here. It's really trying to be clear to avoid a top-down hierarchical control, organizational control from some body above and outside of the local church. We're going to maintain God's organizing his kingdom in local churches, Christian, and the independence of those churches. Christian unity in the New Testament sense is spiritual harmony and voluntary cooperation for common ends by various groups of Christ's people. Cooperation is desirable between the various Christian denominations when the end to be attained is itself justified, and when such cooperation involves no violation of conscience or compromise of loyalty to Christ and his word as revealed in the New Testament. That's such a key phrase that comes right at the end, but it really sums up what we must maintain no matter what in all of our efforts, in all of our cooperation, loyalty to Christ and his word as revealed in the New Testament. So our unity, our cooperation must be based on truth, and must be grounded in a true obedience to the New Testament, true fellowship in the Holy Spirit. And it's all for the sake of the gospel, for the good of the kingdom. If it becomes about something else, we're off track, and we're better off not to do it. It'll just become a distraction, right? Because the purpose is for the advance of the kingdom, for the advance of truth, for the salvation of souls, for the health of the church. So if the cooperation becomes unhealthy or becomes a distraction or detriment to those ends, something is seriously wrong. It needs to be addressed first through prayer. The preaching of the word and the power of the Spirit is what can get that right. Just like that, those are the things that can get everything right. All right, so there you have it. Cooperation with local churches for the sake of the gospel according to the New Testament. Father, we thank you. Thank you again for saving us and for Christ. And we sing his praises. We give you thanks and we remember your faithfulness to us in this moment. Through Jesus, you've delivered us from our sins, given us the Holy Spirit. You've given us a task to do and you're present with us. And we thank you for that. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. And I will see you, Lord willing, this Sunday for the Catechism, week 41 of the 41st Lord's Day. God bless you. See you soon.